Continuing our shiurim on Nekudat the Kesef, we are now in Drush Gimel. We're actually on page 130, at the bottom of the page, Drush Gimel. So says the Arizal as follows: Be'inyan Tzitzit v'Kriyat Shema. When we're comparing now the inyan of Tzitzit and Kriyat Shema, v'shtei mikusharim yachad. V'shtei mikusharim. The both of them are very tied together. V'tzirich amenu v'areh tchila inyan amochim d'zah. So we have to first analyze Za and the Mochim that come into him before we go any further into the Inyan of Tzitzit. So Nekudas Kesef explains as follows: Biyar lekesher sheyesh ben Tzitzit lekriyat Shema, sheshemot Mochim dekachab dechagat abayim al ydei livshat talit gadol, ena meotam shemot devag degadlut abayim lekriyat Shema, velevaer et inyan mamshich harav omer. So, the same mochim that come in, interesting enough, when you're putting Talit Gadol, is very similar to the mochim that you receive when you're saying Kriyat Shema. And the Arizal says as follows: Hina, nizbaetz leinu kiza biza, yesh mochim mitzad abba, mochim de ima, mochim de mitzad abba, baim miluvashim betoch nahi de abba. So we have Abba's Mochim and Ima's Mochim. Abba's Mochim will be inside of Ima's Mochim. To be more specific, Abba's Mochim are going to be in the Nai of Abba, and the Mochim, the Ima, are going to be in the Nai, the Ima. And then, the last stage will be, we'll see in a minute, that the Nai, the Abba, is going to go in the Nai, the Ima. Okay? That's the process. I'll read it again. Mochim mitzad abba ayin miluvash mitoch nai de abba. Mochim mitzad ima abba ayin miluvash mitoch nai de ima. V'achar kach, this is the last stage. Nidlabash lo nai de abba toch mochim atz mitzad ima. So abba is going to go inside the ima. V'kol b'chinat elu mitlabash yachat toch za. And then when you have this whole package deal, it's all going to go into za. And then the Kuzda Kesef explains as follows at the bottom of page 130. Ubiu lezehu, the tefillah shachit kol yom, anu mevarim birurim shaychim lotoyim shehem kululim mechitzonit pinimut me'achu panim. As we know, as you're praying through shachit, you're going to have to do, rectify, vechitzonit olamot, and the pinimut olamot, and the achu panim of each one of them. Umalimotam kishit measili yitzira yitzira bria bria matilu, would you have to raise them to all up to all the worlds? Vzebidal cheke tefillah. And that's going to be going through the four parts of tefillah. Biruah acho bilvad olim kriyat shema. So when we're doing the kriyat shema, you're working with the mochim, which are on the tzad acho. Ubiruah panim olim tzivad ahava. The bracha rishonah de amida. And when you're working with the panim, that only comes into the first bracha, specifically be'ava, of the first bracha. And this is the way it goes. B'tchilat b'chinat Shema Yisrael, anu mamshich esamuchim niyinika, shehem hakoach she'al yedei olim. Berurim v'achgam b'tevot echad olim berurim da'ach da'otam ha'yom al diya mochim d'niyika k'seder madrei adam asak da'ach. So one, you're saying Shema. What's going to happen is that you're going to use what's called the mochim d'katnut to propel you all the way up to Apsak da'ach, make a zivug over there, and then you're going to receive the zivug through the zivug of Apsak da'ach. As nase zivug Apsak da'ach, nimshachu yud svil dema, Beteshes v'ol deben anogim leotam abirurim nimshachim besod tipat amochim v'yirdu v'yorde kesed amadrega ad higiam el abba ve'ima. So the shefa is going to come all the way down from Atik to Arir to Abba, then finally to Ima. Then obiyegiam lisham, when they finally reach there, as tipat amochim nase beseder chabad. This new mochim, which is between the Ma Chadash and the Ben Chadash, is going to take the form of Chabad. V'az ne'ib Abba Chabad or be'ima Chabad. So they're going to be split because Abba is giving a shefa, Ima is giving a shefa. V'rdei she'em yochlu likanes bekelim de'zaz mochim de'Abba mitlavish b'nai de'Abba mochim de'Ima nichnesim le'Ima de'Ima v'nai elu de'Abba v'Ima heina mevushim mochim shebekelim שהכלים דזה יוכלו לסוב להם ואחר כך נכנס למוחים בתוך הזה. So as we said, the Abba's Shefa is going to go into the Nai the Abba, the Ima Shefa goes into the Nai the Ima, and then finally the Abba Shefa is going to go into the Ima Shefa, and then all that's going to go into Zah, and that's going to create the Kelim HaChadashim and the possibility for Zah to receive the Shefa, because otherwise it'll be too strong, it'll break the Zah. Then he says, all the Leinu Le'adgish, Shelo Yita'el Omed, something very important you should know, שהמוחד אבא ואמא שאנו מדברים כאן, אין הכוונה לעצמות המוחד אבא ואמא, אלא הכוונה למוחד מתייחסים לבירורים לזה. שכשם שאומרים דרך אבא ואמא עיקר האשמה. So if you understand, even though we're mentioning the Shefa the Abba, Shefa the Ima, we said this quite a few times already, you have to realize that this is not the Shefa the Abba ואמא at all, but rather the Shefa which is allocated to Zav. והנה, says the Arizal as follows, והנה, והמוחד אבא נקרא חוכמה ובין החסד וגבורה, וכן מוחד של אמא נקרא גם כן כך. So Abba's is Shefa, well again, it's the Shefa which is allocated to Zah, which is going through Abba, that's what we call the Shefa the Abba, but it's not really Shefa the Abba. That Shefa is called Chub Chug, and also it's also going to be called Chub Chug. ומהם נמשכים המוחד זה, כי מדלת מוחד דה אבא נמשכים, דלת מוחד דה אלו דה זה, ולבוש בתוך נאי דה אבא מדלת מוחים דה אימא נמשך מדלת מוחים ולבושים דה נאי דה אימא. Again, just a repetition, all he's adding over here, that the Shefa is called חוב חוג. ביור לזה, יש שהמוחים דה אבא נקרא עם חוכמה ובינה דעת חסדים ודעת גבורות, בדלב שבנאי דה אבא באופן שהחוכמה בינה חוכמה בנצר, בינה בהוד, דעת חסדים בצד אימנו של יסוד, דעת גבורות בצד שמאל של יסוד. So what's going to happen exactly is that the Nai of Abba is going to come inside the Chokhmah. Inside the Chokhmah of Zah, actually the Chachan, I don't know why he's only mentioning here the Netzah, but it's actually going in the entire Chachan of Chachan Bagadati of Zah. So the way he translates over here, he says, the Mitlavish in Nai the Abba, Ba'ofa Shech Chokhmah Benetzah. The Chokhmah, then, is the Shefa, which is in Abba, is going to go in the Netzah of Abba. The Shefa of Bina of Abba is going to go into the Hod of Abba. The Chassidim Da'at is going to go into the right side of the Yesod Abba, and the Chassidim Da'at is going to go into the left hand side of the Yesod Abba. Well, there's a moment she yamuchim of Ima Hashem Chokma Bina and the Chug. Lama she benai the Ima be'ofen Hashem Chokma benetzah Bina behod Da'at Chassidim b'tzad yamin shel Yesod Da'at Gvod b'tzad small shel Yesod. Exact same thing for Ima. Now we're going to read the Loshon of the Arizal. It's on page 131. Omnam yesh chiluk ben amochim de Abba lemochim de Ima. Nevertheless, even though that we just said that very similar Abba Vim, we didn't make any chilukim, then nevertheless there are differences. And he explains. Ki amochim de Abba em kulam b'chinat shemo shel havaya b'miluyam. Abba is going to be depicted as havayas b'miluyim. When you talk about the Ima, it says, Arizal, the Ima, Hem Shemot, the Eke, Bimuluyam. It's Eke, so Abba's Havaya, and Ima's Eke. That's the first difference. Aber Ein Ze, She'anu Medabrim Ata, Ele Ba'chokma, Bina, Bilvad, Abba. Oh, Ima, this is only talking about, you know, we spoke about the Shefa, which is coming down as Chub Chug. Chokma, Bina, and Chasadin, Da'at, Gvod. So the only difference that we're talking about over here is in the Chokma, Bina, of Abba, Ima. Va'akar, Neva'a, Inyan She'ini, המוחים האחרים הנקרא חסד גבוה דה אבא או אמא, וגם דע כי אין אנו מדברים עתה אלא במוחים דבק הנכנסים בזה בעת כשמה, כי אך גם בצמן גדול יורדו אלה המוחים בחגת זה הבאים אלה מוחים האחרים לחבד שלו כמו גם באין כשמה זכור אל תשכח עניין זה. So first we're going to talk about the חבד and the Chag and the Nai, but principally that was all that sugi is really in the sugi of Kriyat Shema. And then he says as follows: Od yesh chiluk ben Chokma de Abba lebina. So now there's another difference. Now, really, since the next piece, really, if you can turn to page 132, at the bottom of the page 132, you find there's a chart over there. So then I can first see the chart, and then this will make much more sense. So on page 132, he has a very nice chart, and I'll explain to you the chart. So there are two rows over here, one on top of the other. So we're going to start reading from the right to the left. So on the right We have eight boxes altogether. Two rows, eight boxes. Four rows on the top, four rows on the bottom. So the top right box is called the Chochmah d'Abba. And actually, to make this very simple, we'll speak about the top row, which is Abba, and the bottom row, which is another four boxes, which is Ima. So whatever we say for Abba is going to be applicable to Ima. So the top right box, let's call them number 1, 2, 3, 4, going from right to left. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then underneath 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's give them numbers. So box number 1. And that's a Chochmah d'Abba. So you see all the Havayas over there. It's Havayas de Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ben. So that's box number 1. Okay, there's four different rows within that top row. Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben. Now, let's go to actually box number 4. Box number 4 in Abba, which is going to be the Bina d'Abba. There we find the exact same thing, Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben, except you'll notice over there that the last Ot is missing. Okay? The last Ot is missing. Now, okay, so that's Chochmah d'Abba, and that's Bina d'Abba. Now let's do this box number 2, which is the one to the left. That's going to be Chassadim d'Dat, and we're going to do Gvur d'Dat. So Chassadim d'Dat is called the first line of that. We're going to find four lines. So the first of that is Kasa, and then Kamag, and then Kamag, and then Kama with a Hey, and then the other Aleph, K, Vav, K. So when we look at the Gvur d'Das, we'll find a similar type of Tzur. But I'm not going to go through all of them because it's going to be quite lengthy. But just notice that the Havaya, the Ekes, are within the Chassadim and Das. And when we're talking about Chochmah Bina, that's Havayas. Okay. Now let's jump to the next row, which is Ima. Ima as well has 5, 6, 7, 8. Four boxes over here. And four rows within each one of them. So in hers, the first was going to be Kasa Kasa, Kamag, and Kana Bikasa, Kana. So those are going to be the four levels over there. Now if you look at box number 8, it's exactly the same thing. The Chochmah and the Bina are identical, except it's missing the last. So it's Kasa Kasa, Kama Kana, without the final Hey. And then in between the Chassadim d'Dat d'Ima and the Bina d'Dat d'Ima, they are different, all different types of Shemus over here. Okay, so that's clear. So we have Chub Chug and Abba, Chub Chug and Ima. So the Chub, which is Chochmah Bina of Abba, are similar, except Bina is missing the Hey. Same thing with Ima, except there we're talking about Ekes. Okay? So this is not a pisvara. This is something we can figure out. This is something you have to memorize. This is something which is given to us in Shah Shemois, in Etz Chaim. These are the Kalim, or particularly, actually, this is actually the Shefa. But the same thing applies to the Kalim. These are the similar types of Shemus over here. So it's a bit of a lengthy piece over here, but basically he's just spelling out these two rows over here. So we'll read it just for the sake of reading it, which is Zon Shah Kavonis. So here we go. This is going to be the second paragraph of the shtick. V'od yesh chiluk ben chokhmah de'aba ve'de'ima. Okay, so again. V'od yesh chiluk ben chokhmah de'aba le'bina, de'aba, atzmo, v'hu ki be'emet hu shneim ha'avayot. So we saw the chart already. The chokhmah and bina are identical. It's ab, sag, ma, ben, except in the chokhmah they're shalom, in the bina they're missing the hay. And this is what he's going to say. So again, the last hay is missing. Vehem yaku, which is yud kevav. Lifi she'afa pishuhu b'chinat abba. Even though it's abba, im kozehi bina. At the end of the day, it's abba, but it's the bina d'abba. Shabo. Lachen ein barak gimol otiyot. Yaku lehorod ki hi gematria eke. Okay, so he explains why. Actually, the reason why it only has three letters because it's a bina d'abba. So what does that represent? Because bina is always representative of eke. See, the gematria of yaku, which is the three letters, is good for the gematria of eke, which represents bina d'abba. That's a good way to remember it. Ela, she'en rak havaya ha'ole begematri ekim. Okay, now. Nimsa, ki lihiyota mitzad Abba yavayam. Since the Abba principally is always havaya, and we said ima is always ekim, principally. Lihiyota mitzad bina hi yako ole gemin kiminyan ekim. He keeps just repeating himself. V'chochma bina shebi ima. Now, that's it. That's all Abba. That's all Abba. Actually, you can put a full stop over there. That's all the inan of Abba. Now, he's going to discuss now the next four columns, the next row. So we had the four boxes in the first row, which is all Abba. Now he's talking about the next row, the next four boxes, which is Ima. Chochma bina shebi Ima hemal derech nizka. Again, Ima is always depicted by Eke. Ela, Chochmah Ima hi Eke, which is Aleph Ke Yud Ke, all four letters of them. But when you come to box number 8, Bina di Ima hi Aki, that means Aleph Ke Yud, only three letters. The last he is missing. Omna. Now, when you come to the middle boxes, which are Chasadim Gvuot Leot She Inon Mochim Mamash. So they're not really mochim, ela machim. They are a a pshara, because chasadin of daat is a tamsitz of chokhmah. Gvod daat is a tamsitz of bina. So that's why they're called machim. Lachem enon lo shemot havaya velo shemot eke. So it's not havaya eke. I told you before, there's just a mixture. Ki shtei shemot elo inon. So the proper names of other Havayas and Ekes are found in the Chochmah Bina, Sai and Abba, Sai and Ima. Where the Chasadim and Gvuot ben Otam de Abba, whether the Chasadim are in Gvuot or in Abba or Ben Shem Shel Ima, Hem Bichinas Acher, they're completely different. The Shem is different. Different Shem is. V'hu Shemo Akwa. It's a different Shem. Aleph Ke Vav Ke. Not Yud Ke, Vav Ke. Hanirmaz beparsh at ensar. Nirmaz bepasuk et hashemayim veet aretz. That's merumaz over there. That's aleph k vav k. Kenizga bezor beparsh bereishit b'ksav yad. Va'achiluk sheyesh ben Abba ve'ima. The difference between Abba ve'ima in chasadim das gvod dat, two middle boxes. Hu ki Abba hu shem Akwa ben b'chasadim ben b'gvuot. It's always Akwa for Abba. Ve'en evesh b'nem, there's no difference between them. Ela b'mitziut miloi v'Hashem. Aval chasadim gvuot ima hem gimul otiyot Akwa levad. The chasadim gvuot, the only three. V'chilu sheyesh ben chasadim gvuot hu b'mitziut miloi Hashem. So let's look at those boxes again. Particularly on page 132 again, the two boxes in the middle, two boxes of Abba ve'ima on page 132. So what is that? So again, for Chochmah Bina, it's clear of Abba that Ab Sag Moben. In Ima, the Chochmah Bina is what Kasa Kasa Kamad Kana. That's clear. The only difference between Abba ve'ima, Chochmah Bina would be Shalem, as opposed to three letters. Okay. Now, in Chasadim Nedat, both in Abba Ve'ima, they're both Shem Akwa. Akwa. Okay, so Aleph K, Vav K. So in Abba, they're Shalem, they're in different formations, because the Hey is going to be spelled either Hey Yud, the Hey Aleph, Hey. And in Ima, the only difference between Abba and Ima is Ima only has three letters for Aqua, and Abba has four letters for Aqua. Okay, so let's continue right now. Back on page 131. Behine, gam bi'ibu azeh shel avochim ayakach ki nechlalu elu dal mochim elu ve'elu ve'nimsa ki moach ochoch maklul medalet mochim אחרים שהם חובחו ועל די הזה גם המוחים האחרים ונמצא על די הזה גימון מוחים אחרים ונמצא כי הם דלת מוחים כל אחד כלולו מדלת מוחים אחרים and you'd love. So four times four, even in Ibo is saying that even in the Ibo, not only in Gadlut where you're receiving מוחים, even in Ibo stage also מוחים, it's four times four. That's going to be 16. That's a chub chub. And then he says, "Bechinat the kol dalits kululim b'moach echad nikra kulam chochma. The dalit kululim b'moach bina nikra kulam bina. Bechensha v'kol zehu amoach de'aba. Al zeh gam kein moach de'ima. So everything. Again, we have eight boxes altogether. Let's just talk about the first four. The first box has four different rows to it. That's Avsag Ma'uben. All that, he says, is considered to be Chochma. And when we skip to Ima, box number four, all the four rows is all considered to be all one, Bina. And he explains further. V'zeh sede kol elu ha-mochim b'kitzon nimratz mo Chochma de'aba kol edal mochim v'em Avsag Ma'uben. Now he's just going through the chart. Chochma yudvav dalitz and okay, well, we don't have to say that. So Chochma is Ab, and Bina is Sag, and Chesed is Ma, and then finally Ben is going to be Gvur is going to be Ben, and all the whole Gematria together is Ralab, 233. Now, this is Moch Bina. I'm just turning over the page, 132. Moch Bina de Abba, who gam kelaset den diska. Ela shehem min gimul otiyot chokma, bina, chesed, and gvur. So again, identical to Avsag Ma'uben, except the missing the last word. And the gematria is makom. Makom. Now, mor chesed de abahu. Now, that's all chokma bina. Now, what about the chesed and the gvur? Now, the chesed of Abba, he says, hu shem akwa, as we said. Al dera miluim aniska, the Albi Mamali, and Hashem, the Dalet Yudim, Vavav Shabo Chaske Kaze, and Tavresh Vav. That's going to be the Gematria of all the Chasadim the Dad together. And explains Chokhma is going to be Aleph K Yud K, Bina Aleph K Vav K. Chesed Aleph K Vav K and Gvur Aleph K Vav K, all spelled differently. Let's continue. Now, finally, what do we have left? We have Gvur of Abba. So it says Mor Gvur de Abba Hu Shem Akwa is also Shem Akwa Gamkem. V'sima Miluim Hu Yud K Aleph K. So it's a different Siur. It's Yud K Aleph K. So we're going to go the Milu of Aleph. That's for the last one, anyways. Yeah. So he says as follows. Ritzoloma. This is what I mean. Yud-ke alafim hahin. So yudin. You're going to work with yudin. That's going to be the first one. The second one is going to be malif from hahin. The third one is going to be alafim. And the fourth row is going to be hahin. So you're going to, the aqua that you're dealing with is going to be spelled out by yudin, hahin, Alafim and Ehehim again. Ela shegimul vavim harishon shebegimul shemot hem chaserim. You're going to be missing. Vavav achrona shebeshem daleti male be'alef. That's the only exception, kazir. And therefore, you're going to have the gematria of all that's going to be of gvud that is tav kuf ayin hey. Right, that's 575. So he spells it out. The Chochmah is like this, the Bina is like this, Chesed like this, and the finally the Gvur is as follows. And that is all of Abba. We explained all four boxes of Abba. So she shouldn't forget that the first, again, she's repeating himself, the first box number one is Avsag Ma'uben, which is Gematria V'Ralab. Moach Abina Hem Naz Mach Tal Ma. It's just the gematria of each row, and all together, Bina will come out to the gematria of Kapu, 186. When you talk about the Chesed of Abba, that's going to be Kasag, Kana, Kalav, Kanag. Again, all these don't sound familiar to us because it's all aquas. We don't really deal with aquas. But Kolpani, the gematria of that is going to be 606. And then finally, box number three of Abba, this is the last more for Abba. It's going to be Moach Gvur, Hem, Kanag, Kamag, Kala, and Kamag, which is Gematria Tafkuf Ein Hei, which is 775. So if you add all those boxes, 1, 2, 3, 4, of Abba, which is Chub Chub of Abba, you're going to get the grand total of all of Asach Kolilut Kol Amorim de Abba Em Aleph Taf Kuf Tzaditet. Okay, so basically he's described all boxes number 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, Ze Seder Mochim de Ima. Now we're going to explain Seder de Ima. Mo Chochma de Ima. Now, Chochma Bina de Ima is easiest because that's Poshu, that's Kasa Kama Kana Kana, right? So he spells it out here. Chochma de Ima Dalet Ekeim Shte Yudim Echad Alafim Ve'alaf Deihin Kaze, which is Tavresh Yudvav. Chochma as follows. Chochma is kasa, kasa, and then kama kana. Okay? And that's going to be the gematria, as he said, tavresh yud vav. Now, the bina de ima, that's box number 8 now. That was, so we start with box number 5, with box number 8. Now, mod de ima hem al seda niska, el hashem min gimolot yud aki keze tavkuf ayin. So the exact same thing, kasa kasa kama kanag, except you're missing the vol, you're missing the last he. So let's continue. Now, what do we have the last two boxes to do? Chasadim dat and gvod dat the ima. Now, he says, moa chesed de ima hem, kedugmat moa chesed de abba, very similar, ela shehem min gimul otiyot kezim. So abba's chasadim dat and ima's chasadim dat are identical, except that what? We're missing the final hay of ima. So he spells it out. The mother gvura, so moch chokma de alef dehin, bina de bina elef alef hay vav, moch is alef hay vav, gvura alef hay vav, moch gvura de ima, dugma gvura de abba, elashi gimolot keze. And finally, the last box, which is box number 7, which is discussed over here, Gvur de Ima, is identical to Gvur de Abba, except the what? As we said, it's missing the last hey. And he spells all that out for us. And he says, Gvur Ertov Cheshvonam, Chochma de Ima. Now, that's it. Now, to summarize, he says as follows, it's the last few lines here, we're finished. He says, the Chochma de Ima is Kasa, Kasa, Kama, Kana, Sachakol, Gematria, Olim, Tavrish, Yud, Vov. Bina de Ima is Kama, Kama, Va, Kalaz, Kama, which is Sachakulam, Tavku, Ayin. Chesed de Ima is Kama, Kala, Kala, Kalach, is Sachakulam, Tavku, Nun, Hey. And then finally, the last one is Gvo de Ima. Excuse me. It's kala 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 katat and kalad kulam hem tav kuf lamed dalet. So if you add all those 8 boxes together, we get a grand total of hinemisar kol amuchim de abba. Oh, sorry, all of abba is tav kuf tzaditet. All of ima is going to be resh ein of resh ein hey. And if you add them all together, it's tav which is 800. Sorry, it's 3,000. Gimel alaf in 3,874. So obviously this must be intrinsically important. Otherwise, the Arizal wouldn't bother wasting all this time spelling this out. Therefore, I've just explained to you the complete details of what is this at the end of the day. This is all the mochim coming from Abba v'ima to Zah. When is this happening? This is happening be'ed kreshema she'ach gar nasim b'chin amochim leza lechagat shebo be'ed tvilat yudchet kemo shuvah b'mkoma. So now we've b'chashem successfully understood all the mochim of Abba and Ima, the chub chub of Abba, chub chub of Ima, which is all going on at the time of kreshema. Now that is after we finish. Now we're going to move over to a new sugya, which we call the sugya of Chiluf. But actually, I think we've run out of time, so we're going to stop it here for now, and we'll continue next time.